March 29, The Daily Stoic. Why do you need to impress these people again? If you should ever turn your will to the things outside your control in order to impress someone, be sure that you have wrecked your whole purpose in life. Be content, then, to be a philosopher in all that you do, and if you wish also to be seen as one, show yourself first that you are and you will succeed. Epictetus, in Enchiridion 23. Is there anything sadder than the immense lengths we go to impress someone? The things we'll do to earn someone's approval can seem, when examined in retrospect, like the result of some temporary form of insanity. Suddenly, we're wearing uncomfortable, ridiculous clothes. We are even told are cool. We've been told that are cool, eating differently, talking differently, eagerly waiting for a call or text. If we did these things because we liked it, that would be one thing. But that's not what it is. It's just a means to an end to get someone to give us the nod. The irony, as Marcus Aurelius points out repeatedly, is that the people whose opinion we covet are not all that great. They're flawed. They're distracted and wowed by all sorts of silly things themselves. We know this, and yet we don't want to think about it. To quote Fight Club again, we buy things we don't need to impress people we don't like. Doesn't that sound pretty ridiculous? But more than that, isn't it about as far as possible as you can get from the serenity and security that philosophy can provide? A Year with C.S. Lewis, The First Step. Do not imagine that if you meet a really humble man, he will be what most people call humble nowadays. He will not be a sort of greasy, swarmy person who is always telling you that, of course, he is nobody. Probably all you will think about him is that he seemed as a cheerful, intelligent chap who took a real interest in what you said to him. If you do dislike him, it will be because you feel a little envious of anyone who seems to enjoy life so easily. He will not be thinking about humility. He will not be thinking about himself at all. If anyone would like to acquire humility, I can, I think, tell him the first step. The first step is to realize that one is proud, and a biggish step too. At least, nothing whatever can be done before it. If you think you are not conceited, it means you are very conceited indeed. From Mere Christianity. Jesus Calling. Stop trying to work things out before their times have come. Accept the limitations of living one day at a time. When something comes to your attention, ask him whether or not it is part of today's agenda. If it isn't, release it to his care and go on about today's duties. When you follow this practice, there will be a beautiful simplicity about your life, a time for everything and everything in its time. A life lived close to him is not complicated or cluttered. When your focus is on his presence, many things that once troubled you lose their power over you. Though the world around you is messy and confusing, remember that he has overcome the world. And he has told you these things so that in him you may have peace. This is a time for everything. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3.1. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16.33.